Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Where's Morgan? Is Morgan on hump day?
No.
He doesn't go like, happy hump day.
Oh, I did have a hump day for that guy.
It's because
after we found Maria, we wanted to splice her up with Morgan, but I didn't have a hump day at that time. So I went looking for one.
I see.
I'm not ready for you.
Have a great Wednesday, you mother fathers. Well, how are you, my friends? My sweet three squares that round out my Zoom meeting every morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rough night. You guys feel that or what?
It was pretty stormy. How was the ride in, Nicole? Nicole's the only one who had to leave her house this morning.
It was actually really smooth. It wasn't raining or anything. A lot more. Oh. It was better than yesterday. It was like... Where's the atmospheric river at?
Well,
there was nothing.
It was nice that it came and visited in the night.
Yes.
And then seemed to have tapered off this morning.
Yeah. We'll see what today holds.
Yes.
Oh, we got hammered here. It was heavy. The wind. I didn't really sleep that much. I was I just kept expecting the power. Well, a couple of things happened, but I was really worried the power wouldn't be on.
Yes, it's funny because as you had your power out last week and they were warning about that.
Right.
We got messages from we signed up for the local police and then everyone's the flooding, the power outages, be ready. And I was just like, oh, I just know I'm going to be trying to figure out how to get onto the show tomorrow with my Lucy and figure the whole thing out. So it's a relief, isn't it?
I know that it's still too soon to really know what the I know snow fell in a lot of places, unexpected places. So
yes.
That's one of the things that early reports are. There's been some power outages. I don't know how I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's the way
you
we were out last week.
Strengthened it up after the turkey incident thing.
I guess so.
Or maybe the
turkey
bolts.
Incident maybe they realized, oh, we've got trouble over here. They're already mad at us.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what they think. You know what? Their PR is so bad that you just can't know what's going on over there.
They think they're dummies, obviously.
So, and I feel bad because I think they have a new CEO and I really hope that she does better. Not just running the company, but better PR. Just, tell us what's going on. You just
honestly
took over.
If you just say what's going on, even if it's the line's down and we've got crews out every week, just can't get to it. That's better than making up some lie about a turkey that somehow takes 3 days to remove from lines.
Or, well, look, I don't know what kind of, maybe they're lawyers. We even deal with lawyers and we do a nonsense show. So maybe their lawyers keep them, their lips buttoned, but to some extent, maybe something like, look, past gross mismanagement has led us to this point. We are going to fix it, but here are the steps.
Yes.
Something. I haven't heard anything. Anyway, forget about that. So there are some power outages. So we're sort of still sorting out. I've heard multiple different reports that last night was going to be the worst. I've heard now tomorrow or later tonight will be the worst. So.
Oh.
I don't know what to make of specifically, when we got the peak of the storm or the worst of the storm.
Well, I'm sort of, dreading being able to see outside because the wind was crazy last night. I mean, there was definitely, it was noisy, and it was, although this morning I was like, okay, there's barely rain pattering on the, on the roof here. And so, of course, I thinking of Nicole having to actually drive in.
My dad just texted me and said the cable internet is out at home.
Oh.
And I saw that when I was leaving. I saw, the little device, the home kitchen device. I don't want to say your name. But we have the one with the screen on it.
Yes.
And it, when it's not working or it's not connected, it has an orange line at the bottom. And I just looked at it and I was like, huh. And then I left. Because what am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
Well, get out of the house and tinker with things until you see a difference, right?
Go look for the turkeys.
Got to get her done.
It really, you start to realize how much you rely on the internet when it's just not there. When you're cut off, you're just, it's like you're alone. It's like you're in isolation. Like, what now? What do I do? Oh, no.
I don't know why they're up so early. They work from home. I don't get it.
Does your dad usually wake up pretty early? Maybe he wakes up early and you don't know.
When he used to drive, now my sister's like, they wake up so early and they're so loud. I would
sleep in. Maybe so they can listen to their daughter on the radio.
That could be.
Nah.
I don't know.
I would just take the opportunity to sleep in. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, although I will say the older I get, the less sleep I seem to be able to. I want it. I need it. But it's harder and harder to get it. So maybe
Still can power out 10 hours in a day.
I can sometimes, you know, but most of the time now on weekends, I'm up by 8, you know, which sucks for me. I know. It's better for me from a routine standpoint because that's only 4 extra hours. Mm-hmm. But it sucks because I would love to just go back to sleep. You know, it's 8 a.m. I can sleep till noon if I want to. But no, that's not happening. And then, of course, you know, if you only sleep until 8 a.m., you're tired at 10 p.m.
Which is good.
It's not good.
No, that's good.
I want to rage,
keeps you
man.
On your routine.
Yeah, well, coffee's our friend, and I'm on my second hot cup already.
Nice.
I'm thinking about, yesterday at my house, we had a special delivery, and it was that Tom Cruise cake.
Okay, I saw your post on Instagram. Go to Clarky Clark, everyone, on IG and have a look at the cake. It does look good. I'm a coconut guy, so it looks like a cake I would enjoy. What the hell's with the ketchup? Was that just a way to say I'm
just
gross?
He's joking. You know, this was, by the way, his second piece. So he had the old frosting still sitting on the – he's not a frosting guy, so he scrapes out the frosting. He had smushed it off, and that's what he put the ketchup. He said, though, that – the smell of the ketchup was as he was eating the second piece. He's like, look, the second piece, it's never as good anyway. You're hating yourself the whole time you're having it. And I got the smell of ketchup going up my nose. So, but he's, you know, that's just John. He's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
It was very unexpected. I thought, that'll look good on Instagram. I'm posting that up. It's been weeks since I posted anything. I went, oh, look at that. I haven't posted in forever. So I posted that up.
So the cake was good.
Oh,
this
my God.
This is the Tom Cruise cake he sends to everyone, and it's $300, and you loved it.
No, it's $100. He, thank God it's not $300. I wouldn't have bought it for $300, but apparently he buys...
but $100 cake, dang.
$100 cake, yeah. I'm in.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
That is fancy.
It took forever, too. When did I order that? Early December, right?
Yeah, sometime in December.
And it showed up yesterday. So it was... it was delicious. I have to say that, thickly cream cheese frosting and just chock-a-block full of coconut through the cake, too. And then there was some kind of, crispy, chewy, meringue-y stuff kind of shot through the cake as well. It's certainly a unique cake. In the end, though, $100 cake? No. I didn't need to spend $100 on that. Plus, now I have most of that cake, so I'm going to be, it's not going to help my diet. Let's put it that way. At dinner last night, everyone, the four of us, we were saying.
Wait, so you're on a diet?
Well, I'm always on a diet, Vin.
Oh,
I try to
eat.
Okay. I am. I'm,
sure
I'm literally
are.
Always on a diet.
I've seen you eat 4 donuts in a row.
Yeah, and then my diet shot. See, I keep blowing my diet.
Oh, okay. So most days the diet doesn't exist.
It's, most days the diet does exist.
Oh.
I feel like, most of the time we don't have that kind of stuff in the house, but now we have it.
It's a lemon meringue pie.
Mm. Oh, Gretchen.
So good. I miss Gretchen.
I do too.
Oh, so good.
So good.
The enthusiasm.
So as we're sitting at the table eating our coconut cake last night, the consensus at the house is that we got to go back on keto. We did keto, like, I think it was over a year ago now, and it works. And God knows I need something, because my in quotes, diet is not really working out for me. Freaking lard ass over here. But good cake.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
I got to, because it looks like we're entering a window where the surf is going to be torn to shreds. I forced myself to do a normal workout, not a surfing workout, which mm-hmm. is the most fun workout you could possibly have.
The surfing
one. Yes.
All right.
Not even a workout. It's just fun.
It's just super fun. And at the end, I look at my watch and I see I've turned my rings 4-5 times. Mm. The thing just goes zing, 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 zing. And look at that.
I love that.
I got it all done at once. My fun.
And I loved it.
Right. My fun and my exercise. Mm. So I had to do a normal workout.
What'd you
do? Like a treadmill thing,
just,
right?
Yeah, I did some stuff with some free weights and some push-ups and got on the treadmill, and I watched Forensic Files on your recommendation.
How'd you
like
it?
They're 21 minutes.
Yeah.
And they blast right through a case.
Right.
One of the problems with the hour-long ones, including Unsolved Mysteries, which also don't have a solution, that's part of the problem with them as well.
The main problem.
But they repeat a lot of stuff to fill out an hour.
Yes.
And you find yourself going, okay. So
I've seen all this.
Right. So they don't do that. It's 21 mm-hmm. minutes. They blast right through the case, and it was pretty good. I mm-hmm. liked it.
Yeah.
So I plowed through a few of those and got my run done and felt
got on
pretty,
Netflix?
Pretty darn good about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Seasons like 8-9 seasons.
Oh. Yeah, there's so many of them,
and there's definitely, you know, a dozen or more episodes per season.
Did
too.
You learn something? Like, is
you
it
learn
cool?
A lot? Like, I mean, you learn how to get away with murder in so many cases.
I'm gonna need that.
Yeah, the case I watched, one of the cases I watched was a husband and wife, and I just thought, oh,
yeah,
these are the people that live together, mm-hmm. they have kids together. It's just like you just go, oh my, how do you turn into that from two people with all the hope in the world and big bright eyes and yay, just married.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's
so you
awful.
Started with the first episode one, season one.
Yeah, and I think I got through three of them in the time that I had. I also listened to some punk rock and, you know,
you have to rock out.
Yeah, I had to rock out a little bit too, but it was good. As you know, and I just was sort of resigned to, here's a storm. I'm not going out. We got all the food we need.
Yep.
I'm just gonna lay low, get my business handled here, and yeah, we're good. I mean, it's the usual routine. Trapped in the house with two daughters. They're super dramatic. Like, and my wife, every minute the drama starts, she looks at me like it's my fault. You're the dramatic one. This is your fault. Mm-hmm. What the?
Your wife's very quiet, very low key.
So apparently, anytime the drama begins, they're Hassans.
This is your fault.
Yeah. What the hell? Speak to him. You're the dramatic one. I just sit there like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to play guitar.
You guys speak the same language.
I don't even understand their language.
And in my house right now, I don't know how we got on this routine, but it's two dinners every night.
Two dinners.
I don't know. Yeah, they eat some dinner.
Yeah.
They can't have another bite. May I please be excused? All right. You know, if you can't eat anymore, we can't make you eat. So you're good. An hour and a half later. What is there to eat? Are we postponing bed or are we actually hungry? I'm not sure, but we're dealing with that from both kids now. Mm. I don't know if the young one caught it from the old one, but... Oof.
Well, if she's going to have something, I'm having something
right.
too. I mean, hello? What, she's getting something? What do you got for me? Come on.
So
yeah, well, that's, you know, hopefully that one's less in your responsibility column.
Well... While we've got Nona here, we've had quite a bit of help, but that's going to end any... Like, right now, the plan is to drive her home Friday.
Oh.
But
it's going to be a tough day, right?
I don't know what this storm's going to do. I'm kind of looking to slip it into a window of a break in the storm. If there is no break, then Nona's got another week with us.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay us. I'm sure Nona's like, I'm 70-something. I don't know what she is, 72? I'm 72. This 2-year-old's killing me.
Yeah. Well, and she had to go through the 3-day power outage, too. I mean.
Yep.
It's hard.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, we're all good here, everybody's. We have power. We got enough food, so hopefully we keep power and get to the other side of this storm. I know that they're looking at 8 feet of snow in Tahoe. Oh, 8.
Dump it. Just dump
That's
it.
A whole winter sometimes.
But it's more than a whole winter sometimes.
Right.
You know? There was that one winter. The brown winter, I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was just bare. Did you see the video I sent you yesterday?
You know what? I got it. Actually, I got to look at that this morning. I got it and then was like, oh my God, I can't wait to look at that. And then didn't get back to it like a big dummy. But I still have it here.
Yeah, I said, you know, here's the problem. It looks like the I can video capture in games. Listen, I'm talking about this Oculus system. It's a virtual reality immersive thing that I've been playing with this week. I have to record on the phone in order to be able to have shareable stuff, because I tried to record inside the games and it just doesn't
work.
But
this recording is inside the games. It looks like you're on the Enterprise.
No, that's just an environment. It does a home environment. You can choose from a bunch of different environments to start with, and that's where my main menu is and all that stuff.
So that's not even the cool part. Like,
no,
that already looks amazing, but
that's just where I live. That's the place, that's my home I've chosen.
When you're playing the game, you can walk around in this little world that I'm looking at.
Well, when I'm in a game, I'm in another environment. I'm in the game environment. So I don't even really know if I like it yet. I mean, I must.
Seems
I've
like
spent,
you do, sir.
Yeah,
I spent 10
really
hours in that thing. But it's taxing, believe it or not. You're physically in it. You physically have to move and lift things and pull on pulleys and change things
lift
around.
Lift virtual things, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, they're light. They're totally light. Weightless, even, you might say.
Right.
But it's this whole, like, I don't know. And, like, a lot of times you're holding onto one thing while you're doing something with your other hand, and you find that you're just... And then there's also sort of a visual thing where you get a little headachey and you can get a little nauseated. But anyway, I sent a video which doesn't know justice. You have to imagine that you're standing in that room and looking around like it's soaring over your head. It's so far away. It's really neat. Anyway.
That is really neat. Yeah. I love that stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely Bryn, not for me.
You would love this.
I know I would.
I just know you would never leave it. And well, actually, that's... so we're talking to our...
I guess he's got a little girl that's going to make him leave it every time.
Put a thing on her. Like, yeah. You guys meet her in there and play with her in there. That's the thing. That's the next thing I got to figure out. I got to figure out how to find people that I know, other people in my family and this guy who lives near us. I need to find these people and figure out how to do, you know, the social part of it. Because it is very lonely. I'm lonely in there. I feel like a weirdo too, because I'm like, you know, in a kitchen. I've drawn out a little boundary, and I'm just in my kitchen, wandering around aimlessly with my hands in
that,
the air.
That mask is awful. They should really like put some decorations
it's
on the
enormous.
Front of it. They should put some eyeballs or something weird on the front, because that just blank thing looks like some kind of sinister. Something bad has happened to you,
and it's
you've
huge.
Been overtaken by some evil guy who's gonna make you do things. You're a robot.
I look like a Cylon.
Right.
The or the Borg or something. The thing is too, it's heavy and it is clamped to your head. You twist the back of it and it clamps it to your face, and then there's a thing over the top that is sort of supporting it to keep it in exactly the right place. It's you put your head in a cage and then you wander around your house without bumping into anything. It's
what is the world of the Oculus is called? What is that? Just virtual reality?
Just VR. Yep.
Huh.
Virtual reality. So if you're a person who's into that kind of thing, I'm amazed. I really didn't expect it to. I thought it would be janky. And
it's the Oasis, right?
It's not the Oasis. It's not quite that.
Yet.
But it is definitely a full step toward it. You feel like you are in these places. It's incredible. And the games are there. There's this one I'm playing, which is all escape room type stuff. It's amazing. You got to figure out all these things. It's really fun. But there's, you know, lots of shooting games and running.
So
chasing
let
people.
Me ask you a question.
All right.
So here you are. You finish your show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You get off. You have a snack, whatever. And then you got the Johnny Mosley podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Which should really just be called the Sarah Clark podcast, but whatever.
Yeah, well, I barely talk on it. It's all Johnny.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's Johnny's show. It's the Johnny pod.
So
he had a guy on yesterday. Oh, by the way, today's. And I don't think it's up yet.
It's not. It will be, though.
It's going to be a bit because we had to add some. There was some stuff that had to be done. He had a guy on yesterday. The guy's name's Brian Allegretto. Is that his name?
Uh-huh. That's right.
He did, and you would love this, Vinny, the most detailed. He's from Open Snow. Is that the name of it?
That's right. Yes.
He does micro predictions. He's got people all over. So basically, instead of saying, in Tahoe, this is the kind of snow, it's Squaw, this is what you're going to get at North Star, at Stowe, Vermont, at Vancouver, Washington, wherever there are ski places.
So he's a weather guy.
But he's almost like a weather nerd. Like, he's nerdy. And he explained the atmospheric river and how it works and how the rise of the mountains happens. He mm-hmm. said that we are going to get snow up north of here, probably like Shasta area, that's basically on the ground. I mean, they're going to have snow like we haven't seen.
Oh, no, that's already in the news. He was right. There's snow in the Santa Cruz Mountains. There's snow in, I think it's Saratoga. I got to look it up. But
right. There's
definitely, you know what that is? That's what surf forecasters do.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't gotten, that hasn't become a business the way Surfline has become a business.
Right.
You look at this website. And you can check forecasts for up to 2 weeks for spots mm-hmm. all around the world. And sometimes I just click on Hawaii, for example, this last storm that moved through, and I'll just watch Pipeline because there's a camera there
mm-hmm.
and they've got the report and all, but you also have a camera. They should be doing that for snow for sure.
Oh, it seems like that's what they have for snow. So Open Snow is the Surfline equivalent.
Oh.
I mean, they
so,
are,
like
it's,
this morning,
it's insanity.
When I went to look for snow reports for Tahoe, as we're getting, you know, we have this huge storm hitting us, and there was nothing to report on what the snowfall was.
Do go to, try Open
it.
Snow. I mean, well, there you go, Brian Allegretto. We just got you a new click. So it's anyway, yeah, it's all Johnny, and then the sea shanty. Johnny recorded a sea shanty, and it's adorable. It was our 100th show mm-hmm. yesterday, so it was it was fun. Anyway, is that the time? 6:09.
Yeah, that's the time.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.